Hello, and welcome to The Check-In, our live noontime forum for community connections and conversation over the airwaves. Thanks for checking in today. Food producers, especially small-scale food producers and growers, have been hit hard by this crisis. As farmers markets and other regular access points to consumers have been closed, local producers have had to find alternate avenues for connecting with consumers. Today, we're taking some time to highlight a solution, an innovative project that's been created to address a big problem that the pandemic has created: disrupted supply lines and distribution of our food. A new website created by MU Extension aims to help food producers connect with buyers across the state. We're talking to the creators of the Missouri Food Finder, an online portal where you can search for small food vendors by location. So far, the Food Finder portal is hosting more than 200 local producers, all plotted out on a searchable map of the state. So we've got the site's creators on the line to speak with us today. Chris Fulcher is a professor in MU's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. He's the director of MU Extension's Center for Applied Research and Environmental Systems. That's the CARES program. He specializes in applying mapping and data visualization to serve vulnerable populations. Chris Fulcher, thanks so much for being on the check-in today. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Janet, for having me.
Yeah, hi, Chris. And also, we're speaking with Lauren Fohrmeyer. Lauren is a project coordinator at MU Extension. She works on food security and nutrition initiatives all the time, including Extension's Farm to School program. And Lauren is herself a food producer. She and her husband run a fruit and vegetable family farm in Lexington, Missouri. Lauren Fohrmeyer, welcome to The Check-In. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having us on.
So let me start, let me go negative to start, because I know Chris, you're a friend and neighbor. I know you're a very positive person, Lauren. It sounds like you are too. We want to talk about the solution, but let me first ask, what were the threats? What are the problems that are impacting our local growers and producers in connecting with consumers that this solution is solving? Let me start with you, Chris. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I believe the main thing is the awareness of where the local producers are and being able to connect with them. So because they are local food businesses, it's being able to know what is available where across the state of Missouri. And then, Lauren, if you wanted to weigh in.
Yeah. So, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we have farmers markets. We have local grocery stores. We have multiple marketing channels, but a part of the challenge, especially right now, is helping producers get as much of their food supply out to our Missouri consumers. And that's another challenge you mentioned. You know, the way that farmers markets are doing business, the way that farmers are doing business. A part of the idea behind Food Finder was to help create those linkages to make it easier for producers and consumers to connect and to hopefully help to grow Missouri's food economy even more.
Okay. I haven't invited our listeners to join us yet. Let me just remind our listeners that you're listening to our Noontime Check-In. We're talking with MU Professor Chris Fulcher and MU Extension Project Coordinator and farmer Lauren Fohrmeyer about the Missouri Food Finder Project. It's an online portal connecting people with food producers across the state. You can join this conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Are you a food producer or grower who's been trying to stay afloat during this crisis? What workarounds are you finding? Maybe you're a consumer, a shopper. Where are you finding your food? Are you using a CSA? Are you connecting with local food for the first time? Food and cooking has been a big feature for people staying at home these days. Let us know whether you're a grower or a consumer. Lauren, you've suggested that this moment could pose an interesting opportunity, a resurgence of the rural grocery store. And it sounds like a lot of this idea arose from things that you were seeing out where you're farming and the farmers and the food suppliers around you. How did this idea come about for you?
Sure. So, yes, my husband and I, we're fruit and vegetable producers, and we also raise beef and pork. We are a very diversified family farm.
Okay.
When all of these you know, when all of the restrictions and, you know, COVID kind of started creeping in to start kind of shutting down the state, we began a box-based program similar to a CSA. We've done CSAs for years, but for us, it was more about creating a service for our customers and community members to try to help shorten, you know, grocery store trips and things like that. So we started a box-based system. The first weekend, I was actually after we finished our pickups at our market, I went to a neighboring community to grab a cup of local coffee because, let's face it, we needed a charge after the day and we wanted to support another local business. Mm-hmm. As I was waiting on my cup of coffee, I was scrolling Facebook, as we all do, and noticed that a local butcher shop just down the road from us had started carrying milk and eggs and other grocery store staples outside of their usual offering of, you know, frozen retail cuts of meat in their storefront. And I just kind of had this moment, this thought of all of this work, this infrastructure that many of us engaged with University of Missouri Extension and the university have been doing to create a friendlier atmosphere, I guess you want to say, a more resilient local food system and environment. I just realized that it was happening literally right in front of our eyes. So I reached out to my boss and said, I think that I have an answer to help these local businesses and local consumers have a more direct line to our food system.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, the next week I was on the phone with Chris.
Okay, wow. Well, you didn't have far to look to find Chris. And Chris, you know, of course, you've been using data visualization and computer systems, IT, to connect supplies and resources to vulnerable populations for a long time. What was your reaction when Lauren came to you with this idea?
Oh, I was so thankful because really the best applications we built are the ones that are the most practical. What are the ones that are most grounded to really addressing an issue that's really needed to be addressed? So I was just really thankful for her reaching out. And then we have an amazing team at CARES that really worked closely with Lauren to build this out.
Okay, great. Lauren, you mentioned also that, you know, you see this as something that has needed to happen and maybe has been percolating under the surface, that this crisis is speeding up a little bit. And you refer to the response a little bit as the rural grocery store, sort of return to the rural grocery store. Can you talk a little bit about what you mean by that?
Sure. So, you know, I grew up in a rural Missouri community and, you know, we had lots of small, you know, family-owned grocery stores, you know, in our community. And then, like I mentioned, you know, just down the road, I live between Lexington and Wellington, Missouri, which is close to Kansas City. And, you know, there's a small grocery store in Lexington, but there used to be, you know, grocery stores in little bitty Wellington, Missouri. And I think once kind of globalization hits and convenience hits, obviously we saw the disappearance of a lot of these local and regional food opportunities for these small towns. And I just really think, luckily I live in a region where there are a lot of apple orchards and peach orchards and roadside farm markets and things like that. So it's kind of a part of our culture here in our county and community. But I know that that people are, they're wanting more. They're wanting to become reconnected again. And so when I talk about, you know, the resurgence of these rural grocery stores, it's really more about opening up food access for those that not only that are vulnerable populations, but also from the perspective of keeping our dollars local to support small local businesses that support our schools and you know, our 4-H clubs and things like that, and just really working to keep dollars local, you know, to help, you know, these businesses continue to thrive or to again, have a resurgence.
Okay, great. Chris, what has the response been so far to the Missouri Food Finder?
The response has been very positive. I know that, Lauren, you've been on several different interviews because of the responsiveness of this website. I think in part because it's a mobile tool as well. So you can very easily, as a local food producer, enter in your information within 5 minutes on a mobile phone and make that available on the interactive map. So there were thousands of hits last week. We have to get the updates again this week. We were on a couple of regional and national webinars related to Missouri Food Finder. People around the country are quite curious about what we built and how that might be adapted for other areas around the country.
Okay, awesome. Let me remind our listeners, we're talking with Professor Chris Fulcher and MU Extension Project Coordinator and Farmer Lauren Farmeyer. You're listening to The Check-In here on KBIA. We're talking about connecting Missourians with local food producers and vendors during the pandemic. Do you have questions for Chris or Lauren about the Missouri Food Finder website? Let's take a call from Karina calling from Columbia. Karina, thanks for joining us in the check-in. Did you have a question or a comment for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to briefly just mention that I'm the director for the Columbia Farmers Market, and this Missouri Food Finder is great. You know, it's any way we can get our local producers online and make our community aware of the local food that's available is great. Our market is still open to the public, and we've gotten a lot of our producers online and with pre-ordering options. So I just thank Lauren for the work for that.
Karina, thank you for calling. And while we have you on the line, can you give us an update on how things are going with the farmers market?
Yeah. So I mean, we've adapted all kinds of different safety protocols for the market. But we are still open to the public as Columbia and the county have deemed us an essential resource. So it's more important now than ever to be supporting our local producers. But we are open, and for those that don't feel comfortable coming to the market, we did start a curbside pickup for pre-order system. And so all of that information is on our website, ColumbiaFarmersMarket.org.
Okay, Karina, I want to ask Chris and Lauren the same thing. But while you're on the line, what are you hearing from small farmers and producers in our area? How are they getting by? How are they faring?
I think it really varies. The ones that already had online systems in place are, I think, doing really well right now. You know, the CSA models, kind of what Lauren was mentioning earlier, I know my vendors that have those in place have sold, they've had to cut it off. Meat vendors are doing great. I think some of our smaller vendors that are just starting to have product now I think that's to be determined. I'm not quite sure how this summer is going to go with the market, especially if we have to limit crowds that come in. But I think for the most part, people are doing all right.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Karina, go ahead. Chris, did you want to weigh in on something here?
Yes, Karina, thank you for that. And I think for those producers that do not have a website presence or Facebook pages, et cetera, that's another reason why we have the Missouri Food Finder, is just providing very basic information, you know, phone number, the location of the business, et cetera. It provides that footprint on the web for people to be able to access it if they don't have that kind of capacity themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Lauren, do you have anything to add to this with Karina?
Yeah. So, and yeah, thanks for calling in, Karina. What's really cool about the Food Finder is that we invite farmers markets to, you know, put their market on the Food Finder as well as local food pantries. So, you know, Missouri food pantries can put their information on there as well. It's been really interesting to watch the dynamic of different farmers markets across the state and to see how farmers are able to interact, you know, with the buyers. You know, farmers markets have always I think for a while, you know, they became something that were more of like a social scene kind of thing. And, you know, we all worked so hard to gain the popularity of farmers markets. And now more than ever, I think Carina and other markets across the state have done a really great job of, you know, showing how essential farmers markets really are. You know, take away the fun and the music and the atmosphere that is part of going to the market, but just really dialing down on the importance of supporting local food systems and these local producers. You know, it just really highlights just how vital they are to a healthy ag economy in the state of Missouri.
All right. Well, Carina, thank you so much for calling in. We would love to stay in touch with you and get updates on how things are going at the farmers market as we go into the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Take care. Lauren, let me go to you with a similar question. You're out there with farmers and growers and doing this yourself. What are you hearing from farmers and producers across the state? Are they seeing federal funding allocated through the Federal CARES Act? Can those benefits even begin to help and make up for the losses that they might be facing during this crisis? What are you hearing from them?
So, you know, obviously it all depends on size and scale of your business and how much assistance that you're able, you know, that you're able to receive. The conversations that I've been having with local farmers, both, I guess I should say farmers and ranchers, so, you know, meat producers, and then, of course, fruit and vegetable producers, business has been very good. You know, some of the challenges are, you know, potential food safety regulations. Obviously, we want to have a very safe food supply, but, you know, just keeping up with food safety protocol and things like that that go along with just owning a food business, that's one of the challenges. But it seems like, from my perspective, the general public, the general population, they're just very thankful to be connected to farmers and ranchers right now and to know that they have a source of food. And really what I would encourage farmers to do is to really think about this from a futuristic perspective, that I think that we're in this for the long haul. So, of course, you know, succession planning of crops, you know, thinking about, you know, what that's going to look like going into late summer and then into the fall. I think that there's going to continue to be tremendous opportunity for business growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, just using things like the Food Finder to, you know, get your business out there and to really use different types of marketing channels. You can't put all your eggs in one basket. And I think that opportunities like Food Finder, it just hopefully is going to create more, you know, just more opportunity for people to reach out in these local areas.
All right. Chris, do you have anything to add to that on what you're hearing from local producers?
Yeah, no, I think what's so important around what Lauren is saying is that, you know, the extension is across the whole state of Missouri. And that's one reason our center moved into the University Extension is because we wanted to marry the high tech with the high touch. And that's really what is so powerful about having that kind of a capacity, not just across the state of Missouri, but nationally. So the types of examples that Lauren's bringing up is, you know, coming up with the practical solutions or ideas that we can then adapt and use technology to make available more broadly is really powerful. So I just wanted to really relay that combination of that high touch coupled with the high tech really helps create the environment for us to focus on solutions, because we're all faced with this pandemic and the uncertainties. What can we do together to really think about solutions like a Missouri Food Finder, other ways to connect people to local and regional sources? This is going to be for the long haul. And I think having that resilient local and regional framework is going to be very helpful, not just for this period of time that we're in now, but how we might think about local and regional food production down the road.
All right. Let me just remind listeners, we're talking with MU Extension's Lauren Farmeyer. She's a grower and producer. We're talking about connecting Missourians with local food. We're also talking to MU Professor Chris Fulcher. We are on the check-in. We're checking in on food, how we're growing it, how we're connecting with consumers, and talking about the Missouri Food Finder, a new website. Are you a producer or grower out there, or are you finding new avenues for buying and using local food during this crisis? Let us know whatever side you're on, production or consumption of the food supply. Let us know what's going on with you and food right now during this crisis. Lauren, you've watched this crisis as someone who works with farmers and also food security issues, and as a farmer yourself. Your family's owned the farm in Lexington for more than 60 years, I think, right? And I'm just curious, how has this crisis affected your family and your farm? You've talked about the solutions that you've enacted personally. And has your farm faced anything comparable to this before?
No, I don't think any of us have faced anything comparable to this before. You know, so one of the challenges, you know, business overall has actually, like I mentioned, it's been really very good. And we have met lots of new customers. We have a lot of our returning customers, you know, that we see on a regular basis, utilize the different types of services that we're offering. And going into You Pick Berry season, you know, it's just really interesting to watch the dynamic of our customers. They're just excited to be outside right now and enjoy some nature. So the fact that we can offer, you know, both food and some nature at the same time, I think has been really good from a mental health standpoint. But, you know, as far as challenges, you know, farmers and ranchers are some very, very tough people. And adversity is the name of the game in our business. And I think we have to be solutions oriented. Otherwise we would not be raising food. Okay. And so one of the things that I would encourage other farmers to do is just to continue to evolve, to talk to each other, you know, to reach out for help, because, you know, we have reached out to other farm friends, one, to check and see how they're doing, but two, to use them as a sounding board for, you know, do you think that this will work, or, you know, just really bouncing off different types of ideas and strategies to make it through it together. But we've noticed that consumers overall, they're just kind of like happy to be here in a way, from the perspective of, you know, like I said, they're happy to know someone that raises food. They're happy to have a connection to someone who can get food, you know, for their family that is a safe, nutritious supply. And I just really feel like we've been called to that, and we're just doing our best for our customers. And I think that customers really see that. They've given us a lot of grace, and I've heard that from a lot of other farm friends as well. Is, you know, this is a very high touch situation right now. I feel like while we're not supposed to be touching, there's a lot more contact from the perspective of communication, and, you know, through technology and things like that. And they have, our customers and customers in general, have really given farmers and ranchers a lot of grace when it comes to, you know, food supply and, you know, just being very patient, and that part has been really good, just because I feel like people are connecting more just in a different way.
All right. Lauren and Chris, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about food security as well. You run, Lauren, the Farm to School program. Chris, Extension's very involved in Feeding Missouri and other things. Lauren, let's start with you. How are these food security issues impacted by this crisis? What are you seeing on that side of things in your work?
So what we're noticing, obviously, I work with a lot of schools, and they've been very fortunate to continue, you know, lunch programs and things like that. And then they'll be moving into summer feed programs. That they have received, you know, funding from our federal government and USDA to continue those programs, which is vital when it comes to making sure that children are fed. And I've just really noticed a lot of effort being put into making sure that our vulnerable population of children are able to continue receiving a nutritious food source. So that's really been something that I've been keeping a close eye on. Our Department of Education in the state of Missouri, Jesse's just been doing a really great job as far as trying to get resources out to public school systems to make sure that they have the tools in place to continue feeding kids.
Okay, well, along these lines, let's take a call. We've got Dan calling from Columbia. Dan, thanks for calling and checking in today. What's your comment or question?
Well, I know we are running out of time, but I just want to make a shout-out real quick to some groups here in town that are really helping with the community food effort. Walker Claridge, who owns the Broadway Brewery, he's a farmer, too, does mm-hmm. great fresh greens. I go down there and buy my greens from him. But he has partnered with the Missouri Rural Crisis Center that sells patchwork pork, and they're actually providing free meals for restaurant workers that are laid off. And also Missouri Rural Crisis Center is working with Broadway Diner. They sell their pork through Broadway Diner, but they are offering free meals for kids that are aren't going to school and maybe not getting the nutrition they need. So both of those, Broadway Brewery and Missouri Rural Crisis Center, have Facebook pages where people can find out more about what they offer and the things they're doing. But I just really am really proud of my community and how we're pulling together and feeding ourselves. And, you know, I think that's real important.
Yeah, I totally agree, Dan. Thank you so much for calling and pointing that out. We appreciate it. Take care.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Yeah, so great last comment, very positive comment about things going on in the community from Dan. Let me just end really quickly. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Chris and Lauren, we could go on forever. Can I just give you a few seconds for each of you to just end with any last words? Chris, you want to start?
Sure. Thank you, Janet, again, for having us on the line. I think we've been hearing quite a bit about, you know, we're in this together. I think the next step is, what do we do together? Mm. How do we take action together? How do we work better together in terms of dealing with this long-term recovery effort? So would be very open to folks sending us a message, any ideas or thinking. I greatly appreciate it. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. And Lauren?
Yeah, so I echo Chris as well. I would also encourage folks to go check out mofoodfinder.org to either seek out local food sources and farmers and ranchers, local restaurants, farmers markets, food pantries, any type of local food business, to go and list your business on mofoodfinder.org, and to also reach out to your local University of Missouri Extension offices. We have nutrition specialists, horticulture specialists, ag business specialists. We can cover topics from A to Z and to help get Missourians the resources that they need to continue to thrive through the COVID era.
All right. Thank you so much, Lauren Farmeyer, for coming on the check-in. Thank you, Chris Fulcher, for coming on the check-in. That's it for today's show. Thanks again to Chris Fulcher and Lauren Farmeyer. Thank you for checking in today. We'll be back here tomorrow. We'll be joined by MU Provost Latha Ramchand to talk about the university's response to all of this. Until then, I'm Janet Saidi. Stay well and stay in touch.